Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is
going to
come.
What you gonna do?
You better get your
heart to
the Lord.
What you gonna do?
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 You are tuned into Blog Talk Radio. Your program is the Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to be able to come across these airways and skyways on this morning. Hallelujah. Bringing unto you the divine word of truth. I hope and I pray that all is well in your family circle, and I hope and pray that all continually to be well with you and yours. Hallelujah. I just thank God for enabling me to come across these airways once again with my kingdom family, friends, constituents, kinship family, and all of you that continually to listen into the Old Ship of Zion. Hallelujah. Where the move of God continually to go forth. Hallelujah. Around this spectrum. Hallelujah. I hope and pray that you had a beautiful time on last evening, a couple of evenings ago now, and we're talking about Mother's Day celebration. Hope and pray that your Mother's Day was all that you anticipated and that you had a grand slam time. And those of you that were alone and seems like, you know, you was just left out, I want you to know, I want you to be encouraged on this morning. And I want you to know that you are never alone. And when you saw only two set of footprints, that is when Jesus carried you. Hallelujah. So we know that God can carry us in our weakest link, in our darkest hour, in our time of distress. Jesus can keep us. God can keep us better than we can keep ourselves. Hallelujah. God has kept us from hurt, harm, and danger where the enemy tried your lifeline out. But God said not so. Hallelujah. So we're still here to tell the story, to have a testimony. Hallelujah. For the devil and his imps. The devil thought he had destroyed you. Your friends thought you was dead. But you can tell your friends and constituents and your family that you are yet alive and well. Hallelujah. I just feel so good this morning. I tell you, look like everything that has tried to get in my way. But you know, I'm one of those diehard type of Christians. I'm a worker for God in his vineyard. And I'm not going to let a devil, demon in hell, outside, around hell. As long as I got King Jesus on my side, in the belly, hallelujah. I mean, just running warm in my vertical vein. Not a devil inside or hell, outside, around hell. It's going to stop me from this mission that God has appointed me. So I just want you to be encouraged on this morning. Hallelujah. I want to send condolences out to those of you that has lost loved ones in the last 72 hours, the last 48 hours, the last 24 hours. 4 hours ago, seconds ago, moments ago. And I want you to know that you're not alone in your hour of bereavement, in your hour of loss, in your hour of heartbrokenness. You are not alone. And I want you to know that you have sisters and brothers. God have sons and daughters all around this planet that is praying 24/7 around the clock. praying for you and with you, that God will bring about healing and restoration for your soul. And I know time is moving rapidly along, so I'm going to try to get in high gear here because I know that time is yet of an essence. And so I would like for those of you that are in my listening digital live audience on this morning, I want you to get close to your radio dial, and I want you to get your good seat, get your latte, get your OJ, get your water beverages, and get your digital toys. May it be your tablet, may it be your laptop, your iPhone, and all of your digital gadgets that you use day to day. Bring them aboard because we are in need of them. We are in a digital world system. We are in a systematic digital world. And so we are in need of them. And so we have not laid our Bibles down. Some of us has, you know, now we have implemented our iPhones and our tablets where we can, you know, we can go in and extract the word of God digitally. And, you know, that's a good thing, you know, because we know that, you know, that's what's in. But we have not just laid the Bible down. We're still carrying our Bibles. Some of us are still carrying our Bibles. But however that you are retrieving the word of God, that's what's important here and now. So I want you now, we're going to go into our opening prayer, and we're going to acknowledge our Lord and Savior. And every time we come across these skyways, we want to acknowledge him in everything that we do. And he will continually to direct yours and mine in our path. So we're going to go quickly right now on into our opening prayer. I ask you to bow your beautiful heads as we go down at this time. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for enabling us to assemble together, God, in unity once again, God, around the spectrum. For we know, God, that this earthly planet that we're treading on, God, is not our eternal destination. But we know that you have lying in waiting, a home that's not built by mortal man. But you are the master architect. You are the creator. You are the designer, God. And until you crack those clouds one historical day, God, we will continue to mount up before the four corners of this world, from the north, south, east, and west, coming together as pilgrims through this barren land, God. I ask in you on this morning, God, to anoint these lips of clay. Able me to bring a rhema word to those that may, then again, may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquity. Grace me, your servant, God, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their souls. Father God, we'll be so mindful to give your name the glory, honor, and all the praise. We won't take your glory, we won't take your praise, but we will give you all the praise that are due unto thee. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And let the church say amen and amen. Hallelujah. And so once again, I just want you to get close to your radio dial. I think those of you that are riding down the dangerous highway going to your workplace and your various places on your itinerary this morning, I thank you for allowing me into your workspace. Thank you for allowing me into your living room area. Then I want to thank you for allowing me to ride on down the dangerous highway and byway with the old ship of Zion on your podcast dial. And so for doing so, God has a blessing en route for you. You might say, well, Overseer Ward, you know, how is God going to bless me? You know, I don't know how I'm going to get my blessing. But, you know, we don't never know how God is going to bless us. But we know that God is going to bless you because God says in his word that he blesses a cheerful giver. So in giving of your time and of yourself to this radio broadcast, God is going to bless you for being a blessing to this program. And so we don't know how or when God is going to bless us, but I'm here to tell you that God is going to bless you just as sure as I am talking to you at this time. God is going to bless you. Hallelujah. According to his riches and his glory. Hallelujah. So right now, without any further ado, we're going to take you right now on into a live program that's already in progression. So follow me as I go on in to the studio at this time. Hallelujah. All right. I will be with you 1 hour, and I'm already down to 42 minutes and 11 seconds. So we're going to talk on tonight on our sermon. It's going to be Storm Before the Calm. I want to say that one more time. Storm Before the Calm. And we're going to take our first key scripture, and it reads like this. It says, if you forgive men's, hallelujah, their transgress, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. That scripture reading, my sister and my brother, is coming out of the law of Matthew 6 and 14. All right, we're going to move on down to our second key scripture, and it reads like this. Let, hallelujah, the wicked forsake his way. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Isaiah 55 and 7. And you can take these down at your own leisure and, you know, just for your own edification to go back and verse 2. You know, at your own leisure time, as I just expressed. So, but I always like to give out the scripture reading in which I am taking my text from. And so, like I said, our text once again for this morning is Storm Before Hallelujah. And that was my throat is a little dry here this morning. I'm going to try to not preach heart this morning because I know that my throat is rather dry. So I'm just going to try to keep it to a minimum. But however the Lord leads, you know, I'm going to follow his leading, you know. So as I was saying, there was a small church that was struggling and everyone knew why. We was told that the two elderly church members had a conflict and that the people had divided their loyalty between them. And it made that any kind of progress impossible. And they blatantly just disregarded Jesus' instructions on forgiving others, as we have read in the law of Matthew 6 and 14. Now, this pastor came to the church. It was a new pastor. And he came to the church and spent several weeks teaching them about forgiveness and trust. And for a while, the people, they stuck to their divided loyalties and continued to slog along in their stagnant pool of distrust. But after much prayer, the pastor felt directed by the Lord to take action. So during a morning service, hallelujah, he called on two men to stand and then asked them to forgive each other. He knew if the church were ever to have peace again, a storm of confrontation had to occur. The men faced off, they paused and then embraced. Tears ran down their faces as each begged the other for forgiveness. 45 minutes later, the crying and hugging and forgiveness throughout the congregation finally stopped. The church was revitalized to serve together as a loving community for the glory of God. We know that forgiveness is a powerful, hallelujah, thing, and it brings a comforting calmness with it. And we and us and myself, we can rejoice in harmony with God's people because we know without it, that the storm continue. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And another Christian lady was asked by a believer how he was doing. And with a broad smile, he replied, "Repenting and rejoicing, sister. I believe that this man was walking in a spirit of repentance. And you and I and us know that daily confessing and turning from sins and rejoicing in God's forgiveness, because we know that honest repentance involves sorrow. We may forget that repenting leads to rejoicing. When we first repent and become new believers, you and I and us, we can experience that great joy. But if we then choose to live with unconfessed sins, our joy is lost." So we can go into the law of David, and we read about how David believed that his joy could be restored. After pouring out his prayers of repentance to God, he made this humble plea. He said, "Restore to me the joy of your salvation." That scripture reading, my friend, is coming out of the law of Psalms 51 and 12. And as David turned back to the Lord, his sense of purpose returned. Then, hallelujah, "I will teach transgressors your ways and sinners converted to you." That's verse 13. We know that through his faith in a forgiving and merciful God, David began to rejoice again in his salvation. That's verse 14 through 15. I want to ask you that are out there in my live digital audience on this morning, do you sometime lose the joy of your salvation because you fail to deal with your sins? If that isn't yet, I want to encourage you that if you confess them, God will forgive you. And you can take your Bible reading into the law of 1 John 1 and 9. He'll restore your joy and help you and I and us to overcome sins that trouble you and I. That's what it means to be a repentance and rejoicing Christian. We know, hallelujah, that it's hard for you to believe that God could forgive you. But I'm here to tell you that God says that whoever confessed their sins, then I, God, is just and faithful to forgive us of our sins. We know that in the law of Psalms 134, there is a scripture that reads like this. Since there is forgiveness with you, that you may be feared. We know that God is a highly dangerous God. And you and I and us, we are a sinful, and he is holy. Sin can no more exist in the presence of God. That darkness can exist in the presence of light. To stand before him in self-righteousness, to invite our destruction. We know that the psalmist wrote, hallelujah, that if you, Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? I want to read that one more time. If you, Lord, should mark iniquity, O Lord, who could stand? That scripture reading again is coming out of the law of Psalms 130 and 3. And I'm reminded that there was in a cemetery in the city of New York a headstone engraved with just one single word, forgiven. We know that the message is simple, unembellished, but there is no date of the birth, no date of the death. But there is only a name, the solitary word, forgiven. But we know that that is the greatest word that could ever be applied to any man or woman, could be written on any gravestone. The songwriter said, there is forgiveness with you, that you may be feared. Verse 4. That refrain echoes in both the Old and New Testament. God is honored and worshiped because he alone can clear our record. If God could not forgive us, we could only flee from him in terror. Yet the God whose holiness threatened us is the God who through Christ redeemed you and I and us. We know that this dangerous God offers you and I and us forgiveness of our sins. We only need to ask him. So I want to ask you on this morning, are you forgiven? Have you asked God to forgive you of all the wrong that you've done, or even the wrong thoughts? Because even if we think the wrong thoughts, that's a sin as well. But if we go to God in sincerity and ask God to forgive us, then God is just and faithful to forgive you and I for our stumble and our blunders. How blessed is he who trespassed has freely been forgiven, whose sin is woefully covered before the sight of heaven. We know that sin invites judgment. Confessions ensures forgiveness. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Hallelujah, Jesus. We know that that moving scene is only a dim reflection of what God's grace does for you and I and us. Although we are sinful, we can be brought into a relationship with God through simple faith in Jesus because he died on the cross in our place. God blotted out yours and mine and ours of our sins and made us right with him. We know that the Lord, hallelujah, in his amazing love, not only forgiven you and I and us, but has also given to us the ministry of reconciliation. In the law of 2 Corinthians 5:18, we have the honor of sharing the good news with others so that they too can be at the peace with God. When we are right with God, we are also, hallelujah, to do what we can to live at peace with everyone. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Romans 12:18. I want to ask you one more question this morning. Have you accepted God's offer of forgiveness in Christ? Are you telling others about his love? And are you an agent of God? Grace in your relationship. If not, I encourage you to start today. Make peace. God has a purpose and a plan for your life. When from your sins he hath given relief, you're an ambassador for Jesus Christ. So I'm encouraging you to go and tell others of his perfect peace. When you and I and us experience peace with God, we can share his peace with others. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We're coming on down to a final reading on tonight or this morning elsewhere around the globe. We know that it's different time slots around the earth, so it might be day there, but it's yet night here. So we're going to read our last and final reading for this morning. And we know that we're talking about forgiveness, and we're talking about storm before the calm. But we'll be talking about forgiveness of our sins, our wrongdoing, our trespasses, things that we have done that wasn't pleasing in the eyesight of God. But we know that forgiveness, it is not a sweet platonic idea to be dispersed in the world like an air freshener sprayed from a can. We know that forgiveness is achingly difficult. It's long after forgiven, the wound lives on in memory. We know that forgiveness is an unnatural act. And we can go into the law of Genesis. It captured much of this same sentiment. The brothers that Joseph struggled to forgive were the very ones who had bullied him, had cooked up schemes to murder him and sold him into slavery. Though he went on to triumph over adversity, and with all of his heart, he now wanted to forgive these brothers. He could not bring himself to that point, not yet. But you can view there in the law of Genesis 42 through 45 that Joseph's way of saying, I think it's pretty amazing that I forgive you for the startling things that you've done. And we come to find out that when grace finally break through, the sounds of Joseph's grief and love echoed through the palace. What was that wail? It was the sound of a man forgiven. Oh, what a joy and peace we forfeit when forgiveness we withhold. Fellowship with God is broken, and the heart grows hard and cold. You and I and us, we can stop forgiving others when Christ stopped forgiving us. So our scripture on this morning and our theme on this morning, our scripture reading came out of the law of Matthew 6 and 14 and then Isaiah 55 and 7. Our sermon on this morning was Storm Before the Calm. We're going to now wrap it up right there. And we're going to take you on into our second part of our program, and that is Hymns of Zion, to uplift your spirit and to encourage your heart. So I hope and I pray that this sermon this morning that has marinated your spirit and infused your mind, as I have given unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, you have any petitions you would want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. This station has been produced by Blog Talk Radio. This program has been the old ship of Zion. Send your attentive, make them attentive to. Make them attention to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gera, California, 95020. And our web address is www.janiceWardMinistries.org. We're going to now change the dynamics once again of this program, taking you on into the Hymns of Zion. Till we meet again across these airways and skyways, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. I'm encouraging you to buckle up with Jesus at the wheel, because he is people friendly. Till we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. Up now, Hymns of Zion. Bye for now.
Told me
mommy hit me at the wrong time, telling me you had a short time to get my hind parts down the stairs so we could share in the car, which was parked in the driveway, headed for the highway, aimed at the steeple where the people made an unbelievable sound. The keyboards under the sweet organ, where the deacons and greeters was meeting the seekers at the door with arms open wide, saying, "Give me some more."
Let me do complicated. I don't know. Jesus.
I know you can.
Help me, Jesus.
I know you can. I know you can. Can.
I want you to. I need you to.
I know you can, I know you can, can. I know you can, I know you can, can. If you can't, can, or what can't you? If you want it, yes, you can, can.
looking for perfection. Take your eyes off me. I'm just like you. I'm flawed perfectly. No fingers can be pointed. We're all the same. We all have issues that we need to change. In a world that is turning upside down, it's hard to stay level and keep your feet on the ground. But I know what we need. Teach you.